In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this day is properly called the Sunday of the Last Judgment. Unfortunately, most people think of it as Meat Fair Sunday, because it's the last day we would eat meat. But actually, today we are being taught the way of salvation. Well, many scriptures teach this. And this one teaches it very explicitly. In fact, both of the readings do. They are about becoming like God. And God is love. So our goal in life is to learn to love. And all of the things that were done or not done to people were because either the person loved or did not love. It's plain and simple as that. Christianity is to learn to become like God. Because if we are to know God, we must be like Him. And God is love. So in the last judgment, it is not that there will be so much punishment, although the word punishment is used, but the punishment will be that those who have not loved will feel the intense shame of their actions at that time. In this world now, you can get away with a lot of stuff. Most of it's in our head. Some of it is in our actions. But in the end, the Lord will come. He will come in His glory. He came before, meek and lowly, and seated on an ass. Now He will come in His glory with His angels. And everything will be made known. Now I submit to you that to be a Christian is to love. There are many things, many commandments. You shalt not commit adultery, shalt not steal, and not to be drunk. There's hundreds of things we should or shouldn't do. But when it all boils down to it, we should learn to love. So during this Lenten period that we're approaching, your goal this Lent and the next Lent and the next Lent after that, and indeed all of your life, learn to love. Now it's really remarkable the way the Lord speaks of the reward. Because He says, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Inherit it. Now to inherit something means that your family. So we are sons and daughters of God. And we inherit because although it is not our nature to be God or to be a son of God, God, by His mercy, has adopted us into sonship. But if we are to be sons and daughters, then we must love all of God's family. So, when the Lord says, "Inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." Well, the Christian doesn't read it as my brethren. Not his brethren. Our brethren. Because if I am a son of God by grace, and others are sons of God by grace, and it's hard to know who is and who isn't, just by the outside. God loves His creatures. So we, His creatures, should love one another. It's not so much a law as it is written in stone, an edict from above that you must love others or you will die. No, it is a natural result of who we are. It is a necessity for who our being. Just as necessary as breathing and eating and sleeping, it is necessary to love. And those who do not love are not fully human. They don't recognize it as such. But in the end, all things will be revealed. And we will know. This period of time in Great Lent is for us to teach ourselves, even if just a little bit, to become less self-centered. Because if you look, all of the things that the Lord was citing as criteria, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked, I was sick, I was in prison, and you ministered unto me, those are all things we do to one another. Those are all how we relate to our fellow man. Now, he didn't have his criteria, you took care of your sons and daughters. You took care of your immediate family. You took care of those who were of your clan. No. One of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to. So you did it to me. Even the sinners give good things to their children, so the Lord said. We must give good things to everyone. This is our goal in life. It will never harm you to do good to another person, ever. Oh yes, you can do good to someone who, in turn, does bad things to you. But that can't harm your soul. If you do something to someone because of love, God rewards. And then again, if you do not, if you are indifferent to someone, God remembers. Every single one. Whether they look like they are one of his brethren or not, they all are. I was kind of thinking of what hell must be like. This outer darkness that is prepared for the devil and his angels. I was thinking, what if we were to take every bit of whatever we have thought for an entire life, every time we were indifferent to someone, every time we judged someone, every time we were angry, every time we mocked someone, every time we were hurtful, every time we were cruel, every time that we did not act with love towards someone, in our thoughts or in our actions. And the mind boggles how many times just today that this will be what we do. Act not according to love. And you take all of that and you roll it up into one moment of intense hatred, because that's what we do when we don't love, is we hate. And direct it, not towards those that we directed it to, but it comes back at us as if in a mirror. Imagine the pain, the feeling, that kind of soullessness, that kind of darkness. I think that's what hell is like. When a person realizes what they are now, and no one will help them anymore. They have no one to help them. Hell is a very lonely place. It might be a crowded place, but it's lonely. And how are we to avoid this judgment? Merely by learning to be children of God. To think of others before we think of ourselves. It's so simple. But I think, from my experience as a priest, we still, most of us, think of the commandments of Christianity to be externally imposed laws. They are no such thing. They are from God. They are from the very nature of God, so that we can know God. So they're not externally imposed. They're as internal as you can get. And if we think of everyone as our brother, I think it would be a lot easier for us to be kind to them. So this time now that we are approaching, let us have one goal. A lot of times during Lent, people think, I'll read a book, or I will fast really well, or I will attend an extra service a week, or make sure to say the prayer of St. Ephrem in the morning and in the evening. A lot of times we have goals like that. Here's the goal that we should have. That we should learn to love more. Because that is the whole point of our asceticism, is to learn to love. And love is not something that is an abstract concept. Love has an object. It always did. Even when God was only with Himself, He loved. So to learn to love, we must learn to love others. And I would submit to you, you should find the people in your life, I don't think you have to look very hard, that are more difficult to get along with, that are not so kind to you, that are capricious, that are dishonest, that are a little strange. Be kind to them. Because this is the way God would be to them. Isn't it interesting? I just was, when I was listening to the reading for the epistle, it's speaking about eating meat. But what's the real story of the, what's the real message of that epistle? It's about thinking about others. Everything in life is about thinking about others. We cannot say that we love God whom we have not seen if we do not love others whom we have seen. So let us be lovers of others this Lent. Let us learn to love. And I've said this many times before, and I think it's very important. If we cannot stop sinning, let us at least be kind. All of the things that the Lord mentions, He doesn't mention some of the things that afflict us the most, right? That we're lazy, or that we eat too much, or that we don't pray very much, or other things like that. He's mentioning all the things which pertain to love. And of course, this is just a small subset. Although love is simple, the actions of love are myriad, and there's thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of ways that we can express our love. So let us learn to love this Lent, so that when the judgment comes, the Lord will say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant.